Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Who's on the call with me?
Coco.
Praise the Lord, Coco. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on some others to join us.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Yes, how everything been going?
Everything going great. I was just getting ready to text you. I was like, well,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm here with me.
There's Coco on the call with us. Friends of the
Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, cuz. You know, I was, me and Miss Piggy, we fed the homeless yesterday, and there were so many people. There were so many, man, they were so full and happy because so many people been feeding them the last two couple of days, and they were like, "Oh, thank you." Well, I'm so full, and I still got to play for some of them. A lot of people, man, to see the joy in their heart, but it was the sad thing about it. And then there were still people. We were running the people that were feeding them too, so we were like, "No, let them give them this, we'll give them that." And man, unto my God, we really blessed these folks. And the sad thing about it, I seen so many browns in front of sleeping on the wall in City Hall in the church to where that's the only saddest part about it. I was like, man, these people just know, all these people ain't got nowhere to get, these people just don't care. It was so many of them out there that yesterday, you know, getting their spots in between the stores, you know, because they try to, somebody else will get their spot. But the shelves are going to allow so many. And, man, but it was real nice. So many people out there beat me, rolled them, his pee, and all. And even little Red Sakari, he went. We tried to say we're going to try to get to where we can just pick a day, you know, not just on a holiday, but a day when we can try and get the family, like, 3-4 cars, and go in there, everybody cook different things, and they do it as a family.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's awesome.
Yeah, that'll be real powerful right there. Because, you know, a lot of people look at them like, a lot of people, that's too, they know them, look at them like they dirt, and when they pass by. But I used to be mingling with them, we talk, because you learn so much from someone, and you learn some of their stories, and some of them have been doctors and lawyers, and they just don't have bad breaks in life. And when they recover, you know what I'm saying?
Most of us are like one paycheck away.
Yeah, that's what I told somebody. I'm a step away from being home.
Yeah.
So, you know, people never know people's circumstances, but there's so much to learn from them. And I ain't saying you got to mingle with them because of COVID, but at least we can do this as a family. And I'm going to bring it up. I hope we can do it in the next 2 weeks because on Christmas, you know, they always going to eat, but what about the rest of these days?
That's
right.
They
always going to eat good on Christmas day, but what about through the weekdays and what about another day? So I'm trying to push for like 2 or 2 weeks and a half. Do it like a family thing, like just family, like by 3 or 4 cars, we probably tell them just feed and just You know, just see the joy
that's
on
right.
their face.
Amen. That's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Coco, how you been doing?
I've been doing
good.
Wonderful.
Oh, I didn't know what you said. I thought you said Coco.
Okay. Been doing good.
Yeah.
How
are
you holding up?
Yeah. No, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Okay.
I just we try to reach out to and reach out to more to others to start getting on this getting on the prayer line. Because ultimately it's powerful and it can really help boost our life brain, not just brain units, but it can help. It can help us in our growth and everything.
What I say I'm gonna do on this week is I'm gonna call people this week. I know I've been doing a lot of stuff, but this week I'm gonna call them and make sure they know Saturday mornings that we're on and we're not on long, so that they can get on and start just being a part of prayer. Got to start.
And you know what? I went by Juanita's house. I had to take Crystal. So I said, you know, I said, we open a pee house. We have an open a pee house. We got oxtails and lamb and everything. Man,
oh,
she come out, she's a cool. You know, I'm finna get you. So I mess around there. And Felicia and them were doing good. And Ron them and cooking there. And Miss Pina was cooking there. So I was on the west side, so I stopped by Juanita's house, and they had it lit. That's about they were celebrating. I just so glad to see my family come out of this funk. You know what I mean? That they're celebrating the way they want, way everybody wants us to celebrate. From Sam to I ain't get a chance to see what Coco them were doing, but everybody, you know, from to see our family, because we done been through it.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't. I don't think a lot of folks, but with God's mercy,
celebrating and have a celebration that was special and fine.
With God's mercy and His strength, and how He blessed our family with the type of strength. Because I'm not bragging on our family, but a lot of family wouldn't have been able to go through and recover what we done went through. And I just give all the credit to God and all the praise to God.
Mm-hmm. Man, yes, Lord. Well, Jimmy, I think we're just going to go ahead and start with those that are on here. Let's do it.
Okay, well, I just want to thank God. Good morning. Thank God for my family. Just thank God and, you know, just tell us to keep holding on. I know God is just waiting. Nothing like I told, I believe it. I don't believe it. I know it's your season. God is feeling it. You've been faithful and diligent, and you've been holding on and hanging in now. And even if you're just one person, that's good enough. And I thank Coco this morning. I just want to just thank God for continuing to bless our family and have mercy on our family. Just help He, you know, that He continue to help us grow and draw near to Him, because that's what our family was about. Our family was built on the foundation of God. God was a foundation of our elders. And we, some kind of way, I know we're going to have good times but some kind of way, we got to get back in the fold of putting God first in our lives. That's me too.
Amen. You gonna say something, Coco?
No, just about. I mean, I feel the same way. Just want to thank God, you know, for our family life and everything that we do have, you know. And me, I personally, just been praising and thanking Him for not just what I don't have, but I'm blessed what I do have. And we as a family, I'm just happy we can all just come together as one and try to do better and better every day, you know, for each
Amen.
Other. Just a lot. So I'm just thankful for you all, everyone.
Yeah.
I don't have much to say.
Amen. And I think the only thing I would want to add is the one thing I've been pondering over this weekend is how we experience things. Some things may be public, but there are so many things that we privately experience. And sometimes our indifferences or our inability to interact isn't that we don't love each other. It's just that we've experienced so much individually and people have no idea what each other is experiencing. And sometimes it is the pain of what we go through privately that brings isolation. And I think that what we have to do sometimes is to remember those who may not be able to connect with us because, you know, Jimmy, even as you said, we are very strong and we are. And sometimes your strength can be your weakness because you learn how to suffer silently. You suffer alone, unable to really pull people in because of your experiences. And so over this weekend, I was just thinking, I was saying, wow, Lord, it's, when I look back over my life and the many things that you brought me through, it's really been a lot. But the funny thing is, a lot of people don't know what I've been through, just like I don't know what you've been through or what Coco has been through. We really don't know, even though we're family. We really don't know. We end up passing judgment on what we don't know. But if we could just love, you know, the Bible even says, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one for another. It's not about anything else, it's just your love. Your love is what the Bible says, what translates you from darkness to light. You know, when you love one another, it catapults you from death to light. And so love is so important, and so love just has to be genuine. It doesn't have to be based upon what you do for me or what I think you should do. It just needs to be pure, and it needs to be out there so people can connect with it. But that is definitely going to be a part of my prayer today, to pray for our family who have experienced things privately that we never know, and it's given us a perception of them that may not be true. It's made us think of them to be something that they're really not. They're just learning to live through whatever, and that on top of all of the things that we've gone through as a family, that's what we can't miss. Some people are dealing with private stuff on top of family stuff, and it becomes heavy. It becomes a whole lot, and so I'm praying that God gives us the grace to be able to understand each other. We may not be able to do anything, but just to understand that everybody is a human being, that people are just people. That's it. And they do the best they can with what they have. And the more we understand that, the stronger we can become as a family. We can become stronger. We can become more connected when we just look at individuals out of that lens. People are just people, and people can only do what they can do with what they have. And based upon what they've been through, that's limited. When you've lost a lot, when you've been hurt a lot, your ability to do or to share is limited because you're doing a lot of stuff out of brokenness. You're doing a lot of stuff out of pain, out of disappointment. And even though you're still going, it's still a broken part of you that's going. And so I just want to thank the Lord this morning. So let's pray. God, I thank you for our family. I thank you, God, for those who are on the call and those who could be on the call. I thank you, Lord, for our life. I thank you for everything that you brought us through. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, and we choose by faith to forgive those who have trespassed against us, Lord. We thank you that you're teaching us every day how to be better individuals. I pray for those of us, God, that have gone through private storms that many of us don't know about, but God, you brought us through, and you've given us the strength and the wherewithal to endure. I pray, God, that our hearts would be encouraged and that our spirits would be strengthened, and even in the days to come, God, that you'll continue to give us wisdom, God, that we'll continue to know that you created us for purpose and that you put something great on the inside of us, and that we'll begin to go on a pursuit to discover what that is, wanting to know who are we called to be, what did you call us to do, God, and being able to tap into that. God, forgive us of the things that you look at, God, and you're not pleased with. Forgive us, God, even in the things on how we deal with each other, God, even if there is maliciousness, if there is any kind of evil intent in our heart, anything that may be in us that you see, God, we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us from it, and God, cause us to see it so that we can truly repent of it. Cause us, God, to be able to be in pure repentance of the nature and the position that we've taken in some areas of our life, God, so that we can be a better individual. We praise you, God, that you've already started the work in us, and your word declares that he that hath begun a good work in us will perform it until
the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are working in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure, and we're thankful for that, God. Thank you for breakout. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for every child, every grandchild, every great-grandchild that's a part of this family, God, that you're blessing, that you're building up. You're building them up in so many ways, God. You're doing so many things. Thank you for the people that you're allowing us to meet as a family, the people you're allowing us to connect to. Father, thank you. Thank you for blessing our lives. Thank you, God, that you gave Jimmy them the idea to go out and to feed the homeless, God. Thank you that you're stirring up compassion even the more. Thank you, Lord, that you cause us to know that there is so much for so many of us to do. All you want us to do, God, is to bow down to your will, to submit to your will, God, to seek it out, God, to come on one accord. I thank you, Lord, God, that you'll root out competition, that we are one in you, God. We let us be on one accord as a people, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that we understand, Lord, that it is in you that we live, move, and have our being, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that it's you that works in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. I pray, God, that there be no anger, no resentment, no hatred one to another. God, take every vile and unclean thought of our hearts towards another, God. Purge us of this, God. Purge us of unforgiveness, Lord. Purge us, oh God, of retaliation and vengeance, God, and God, withdraw one to another, God. Purge us, God, of every desire, God, in the name of Jesus, and cause us to want to see each other uprise and not downfalling. God, cause us to want to celebrate, God, not pull down. Cause us, God, to have a heart, God, that is so connected to love, God, that it represents you in so many ways. Father, I pray, God, that you'll begin to purge it out of us. God, we are calling on you, God. We need a healing as a family, God. We need a healing at the core of our heart. Heal us, God, from the wounds of our past. Heal us from the wounds of disappointment. Heal us, God, in the name of Jesus, from where we have disappointed each other. Heal us, God. I pray today, God, that words of love and words of kindness would flow from us, God, and that you'll teach us to be better people, God, to do better things, Father, to be better to each other. Father, I pray for those who may be weeping even in this hour, that you'll wipe away their tears, that you'll encourage their heart, that you'll build them up. Lord, our God, I just pray. And Lord, you even said in your word that when we don't know how to pray as we ought, that the Spirit may intercession for us. Father, intercede for our family. God, don't leave us in this condition. God, I pray. Father, let your intercession go forward, God, that we might be a blessing to all that come into our life. God, I pray for us, God, that there be a true healing, that there be a true deliverance. Father, that there be a true reconciliation. God, you know when it's pure. God, you know when it's real. You know when it's honest, God, and I pray that honesty be in every part of us, each and every one of us, Father. We thank you for it now, God, and Lord, I pray, God, that you'll continue to strengthen Jimmy, God, even as you've given him a weighty assignment, God, and even as you've given me one, Father. I thank you, God, that we'll stay in our roles and that we'll do what you have called us to do, that we will not buckle, God, that we will not faint, but, Father, that we'll remain encouraged, God. You know the length of this race that you called us into. You know the obstacles, God, and the things that come against us, God, even as we try, oh, God, to do your will, Father. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to give us the strength to complete it, Lord, that we'll see it all the way through, that we won't give up, that we won't faint, God. Father, I pray right now for divine strengthening. Strengthen our minds, God. Strengthen our hands. Strengthen our body. And, Father, I pray touch Jimmy's body, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll speak to every ailment, God, every sickness that dares to try to touch his body. I pray, God, that your healing grace will be upon him. I thank you, Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll touch every bone, God, every ligament, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that you'll strengthen his heart, God. I thank you that every organ would operate and function, God, and the capacity that it's been designed to function. I thank you, Lord, that you say healing is the children's bread. I pray, God, that you'll continue to give him peace. I pray, God, that you'll continue to give him the strength, God, to push forward as he pursues, God, oh, God, right things, God, as it relates to his son. I thank you that you'll continue to open up doors and open up conversations, that you'll continue to bring him before great men. Your word declares that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. And so, Lord, let it bring him before great men, God. Let it bring him before, hallelujah, Jesus, those, God, that were here. And I thank you, Lord, even but now, God, that you'll begin to do it, to get to the poetry even the more, God, that even as you write, God, that you'll give him the tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Lord God, that you'll give him divine expression, that he'll be able, God, to express what it is that you want to say in this hour. Father, we praise you for the favor, God, in every arena, God. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank him for what he's doing this morning. Hallelujah. And thank him for his faithfulness to us. And Jimmy, are you still on the phone, Jimmy? You may be on mute. Thank you, Lord.
I'm on. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, have you ever written a poem about your experience with your son? This loss and how you lost him. Have you ever written a poem about that?
I touched on some stuff, but okay. Not
you need to
really
write. Yeah. Just really sit and get into the presence of God and write it in such a way and let it be. Let that, whatever that one that God's going to give you one, and it's going to be like a trademark. And wherever you go, whenever
okay.
you go to speak to someone, whenever you go, I don't care if you're going to a council meeting, if you're going to a clergy meeting, that's you're going to start with that poem. And so you need to really sit down and let the Lord give it to you, because it's going to bring you before great men. They need to hear it. They need to hear the cry of the loss of our sons at the hand of police brutality, at the hand of senseless killing. They need to hear it put in such a way that they can internalize it, where it feels personable, that each person will start to feel their part and becoming a part of the
okay.
healing of the world. So God's going to give you that kind of thing, where when people hear it, they feel, they'll see how they can become a part of the answer. And again, use it as your trademark. So take your time. You don't have to write it quickly. You might have to go over and over again. Until when you look at it and you say, yeah, this is it. But he wants to give you that. Amen.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I see exactly where you're going. And I see, yeah.
That's it. No, it ain't where I'm going. God is actually saying this to you today, to do that, and it's a trademark, and I just want you to obey the voice of God. It's what he wants you to do, and he's going to give it to you. And like I said, don't rush through it. Take your time. Let him give it to you.
Yeah.
But it's going to open up the hearts of people. When they hear it, people will start to see their role. They'll start to see, oh, I need to do better, or I can become a part of this, or the way whatever arena he brings you into. Now, of course, you'll always have doubters and naysayers, but the ones whose hearts are supposed to be pricked by this and who's supposed to take a part and becoming a part of the answer, because not everybody is a part of the answer to this. They're a part of the answer to something else, but and there are some people who are a part of the answer to what you have experienced, and that's the people that you're going to reach, the ones who are a part of the answer. So don't ever get discouraged when you go into a room and it only seems like 2 connect and 80 don't, because they're a part of the answer to something else. But those 2 are a part of the answer to your struggle, to your fight, and you just rejoice as the Lord continues to build. Let him build little by little. Don't get discouraged when it's not a big building. Let him build. He's going to build it, though. I'm saying God's going to build it. As long as you stay in pursuit of what you're doing, as long as you stay faithful, God's going to build it up over time. There will be a connecting of people. People will align themselves, and you just have to trust it. And I'm going to pray that God will give you a way to begin to build an audience or even a group. You'll be able to build a group of people that he's sending. And then as a group, y'all will affect change. And so next week it may be 1 person. And 2 months later it may be another person. But let the group build. Let the meetings build. God will give you meetings and things to do with the group of people. So when you go
to City Hall and you stand, it doesn't have to be a broad group, meaning you're just dealing with people you really don't know. God's going to give you a group of people that y'all will start to build together, just like MAD build Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, how they build. And now they're a big organization, but it started with a small group building up, connecting. And so God is going to give you that. You just have to be able to hear him and start to build and start to meet. I don't care if it's meeting over the phones, however you do, allow the Lord to give you plans and insight on what you need to do to build the group, to build the people who will be a part, people who have been impacted, whose heart cry out the same way that yours does. And some people haven't lost people, but they still feel the pain of what you're experiencing, and they will become a part of it. And so just keep your ears open to the Lord, stay alert, stay in tune, and start to move forward in that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord wants to speak to
you
today.
Thank you, Coco, and thank you, Coco.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Amen.
I'm here.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Have a blessed one. Have a good day.
Okay,
I hope you know, I'll see you in the morning.
Love you. I'll see you later.
Okay, love y'all.
All right. Love you.